The Shelburne Hotel in Dublin city centre had to be evacuated this morning following a suspected fire on the sixth floor of the building. Gardaí say no injuries have been reported. Several units of the Dublin Fire Brigade were in attendance. Our reporter Eleanor Burnhill is there for us this lunchtime. What happened, Eleanor?
Good afternoon, Gavin. Yes, guests said they were first alerted by the fire alarm in the hotel, which began to sound shortly after 10:30 a.m. this morning. And sometime later, six fire engines, including a turntable ladder and an emergency tender, arrived on the scene to investigate what was going on. Some witnesses said they had seen smoke coming from the more modern wing of the building on the sixth floor, a window there. And so firemen on the tender were lifted up right onto the top of the roof of the building. Of course, the more older part of the building dates back to 1824, and they were trying to investigate what was going on there. Dublin Fire Brigade says the evacuation of all guests and all staff helped enormously, and everyone is now safe. And the Gardaí had closed the surrounding roads, and they were able to confirm very early on that there were no injuries reported in this incident. And as you say, the hotel has now reopened. So I spoke to Colin Kershaw, who's the senior district officer with Dublin Fire Brigade, who was at the scene this morning, to ask him what exactly had happened.
There was a fire in the roof space up on the fifth floor in the new part of the building over there. It was confined to that room. There was minimal damage to the hotel because the crews got up there fairly quick and got water on it. So we had the floor isolated, and we had it out fairly quick. So it's just isolated to one room, really. A little bit of water damage below, not much. Everyone was out safe, everyone was out of the hotel, so everything worked very well.
That's Fire Officer Colin Kershaw saying that everyone at the hotel got out safely. You were speaking to some of them, Eleanor, and among them a very, very, very famous face.
That's right, Gavin. I spoke initially to a number of guests, including one woman from the US who was particularly worried because she had left the hotel this morning, but her luggage was still inside, and she was hoping to get to Dublin Airport to get a flight taking her on to Pennsylvania later today. But a lot of the guests, some of whom I saw in dressing gowns, some of whom had been eating breakfast, were all out on the streets. And then myself and some other reporters saw one particular man who was thanking Dublin Fire Brigade for their efforts, and that turned out to be the actor Henry Winkler, who listeners will probably know best as TV's The Fonz from the series Happy Days. So he spoke to us about what had happened to him this morning.
We came last night. Our plane was delayed in London for about 3.5 hours. This morning we got up and evacuated. And it was an amazing adventure right here in Dublin. I cannot wait to see the rest of Dublin. When I heard the fire alarm, I thought it was the clock radio. I thought somebody had set the alarm before we got there, you know, like another guest. And finally, I went into another room and it was still buzzing. So I called downstairs and the woman said in a very calm voice, "Yes, we're all evacuating. You must evacuate right now." And I left.
So enjoying your time in Dublin so far then?
Yes. Everything is enjoying Dublin except my knees. My knees had trouble coming down those stairs. I could hear through the fabric going, "Are you joking? What are we doing? There's an elevator."
And I saw you thanking all of the Dublin Fire Brigade there.
You know what? How wonderful. Firemen are some of my favorite human beings. Firemen and firewomen. They run in when other people are running out. I think they deserve to be shook.
That's The Fonz in Dublin on the News at 1 with his dodgy knees at the Shelburne. Henry Winkler.